In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Speaking challenge number 2, according to the book, Speak English Without Grammar. This challenge is about food, one of the most interesting issues and subjects for discussion. I am not a good cook, but sometimes at the times that my wife is on a trip, I have to cook. When I have to cook, and I don't know what I have to cook, I ask my wife by phone. But I can cook some foods by myself without anybody help. For example, I can cook eggs with potatoes, and I can cook rice, omelette, macaroni, and some other foods. I remember in several times when I wanted to cook food, I burned to a crisp. My wife is an excellent cook who can make delicious foods. She believes that food must be cooked to perfection, so she is able to cook up a storm. Many of idioms are about food, such this idiom that says, "Your eyes are bigger than your stomach." It means you are too starved, too ravenous, too famished, so you eat food with too greedy. If one eats like a horse, it means that person is too much hungry. I usually eat my breakfasts and lunch on office, but I try to have dinner with my family. In my opinion, breakfast is an important meal and mustn't be forgotten. But I try to eat a meal between lunch and dinner instead of two meals. I don't like to eat junk foods because these foods have high calorie and cause to overweight. Eating these foods cause to make false appetite to eat more foods. We usually eat out once a month with family in a restaurant. Unfortunately, fast foods are too interesting and attractive stuff for children, so they are interested in eating sandwiches and pizza in pizzeria. I usually like all halal foods, but I avoid the foods that are too fatty. Some foods are healthy for my body, such as salads and low-calorie foods, because in office I almost sit on chair and I have little mobility during the daily work. As I said before, I usually don't eat lunch on office, or I try to eat little. But instead of lunch and dinner, I eat a meal between lunch and dinner. The food that I love it is Iranian boylan or abgosht. My favorite dessert is dulbia and bamiye. In Ramadan month, there is a pizzeria near my home that deliver pizza. Once in a blue moon, we order pizza by phone. I would like bring a piece of raisin cake to a potluck lunch. I believe in this sentence, we are what we eat. What we eat shows how personality we have. If we are carefully choose our foods, this means our health is important for us. I usually eat dinner with my family, and sometimes I hang out with my wife and my two daughters to eat dinner. As a conclusion, we must be careful about food issue, because food has two effects. On our health. Thank you. Bye.